brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we say bad beer is like reality television. Someone must be enjoying it because it just won't go away. Huh? No?
Yeah, I mean...
Welcome to Compton and the dead quiet.
Yeah. Wow. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is El Jefe, good old boy Mike.
Yep, I'm here. I am not going to be good at most of the impersonations I'm going to attempt today. I'm just warning
you
about
that.
So it's a normal show, Dave. Yeah. That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
I set the bar low and often.
I think it might go lower today.
But I feel like the great opportunity we have here is we can get banned to entire groups now, not just geographic areas.
Well, it's all going to be West Coast, you know, today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oop, we might be giving something away. Good old boy Sparky, so nice to see you again.
It's true. I'm sorry I smell so bad.
No.
That's one of the great things about radio.
No, you can't smell radio. I think that's what's on the table.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's going to drown out the product. Yeah.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave, hello.
This is all West Coast, so does that mean these are all going to be dank and piney?
Resinous.
Ooh.
Thanks for playing.
Resinous.
Ooh. Well, folks, it's summer. It is summer. And as the temperature outside goes up, good old boy Dave's cognitive abilities plummet.
Hey, let's do that thing where you drive a car at me and I jump over it.
Dave, are you saying there's a seasonality to your impaired cognitive ability? Because I thought it was like a year-round kind of thing.
Sometimes,
you know?
I say hold my beer more often than others.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's warmer months.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's right. It's time for another installment of our Summer of Questionable Decisions.
You told me that this was a highfalutin discussion book club.
And that was your first problem.
The talented and stunning palettes, you know, we've brought them down to the bottom.
Wow.
Today,
so. Yeah. Here we go.
There can't be a top without a bottom. And so, you know.
Here we are.
Is this like a power bottom situation?
I don't think this is that kind of show.
Okay. You know,
it depends on how many of these you have.
A swift exit out of this conversation. That's all I know.
You're gonna need something a little stiff.
Yeah,
something a little stiffer than these drinks here.
Wow.
Please don't change the channel yet.
All right, good old boy Dave. Why don't you tell us what palate stripping nightmare you're unleashing on us today?
That was aggressive. So, sadly, and I mean this for all of us, it is probably warranted this time. As we all know, celebrities are better than us normal people in all ways. I mean, I think we can agree on that, right?
No.
That's why whenever they endorse a product, we should all immediately go out and buy it. That's what I do.
Oh, immediately.
Honestly, though, some celebrity endorsed products are pretty good, but I think that's more the exception than the rule. Today, we'll be tasting some canned cocktails from celebrities who took different paths to fame and fortune.
Hmm.
One group, you know, worked from nothing, came from nothing, man. And they used talent and just hard work to get there. And the others, they started, you know, rapping.
I like the shizzle with the dizzle.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay, God. Folks. So from Dr. Dre and Snoop, we have the Gin and Juice premium gin-based cocktails in four unique fruit flavors. In the other corner, we have the West Coast hip hop. Oh, wait. Oh. Going up against the West Coast hip hop icons. Haha.
You can tell we prep for this.
Yeah. We have Sprinter Vodka Soda that also comes in four unique fruity flavors. Sprinter is from Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Who rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a reality series.
So wait, what is that?
I never realized until just now that a certain voice frequency could kill sperm.
If only.
Yeah. Sadly, it's on me. Oh, there's at a lot their of house. Carnage,
you know, in that family.
Wow. Okay. Well, there we are. So, good old boy Mike, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these products, and I'm using air quotes, with the suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. I will be attempting switching between Kardashian and Snoop here. That sucks. Does Kylie give me anything but a low-quality celebrity-induced product marketing, what am I saying, like to 20-year-olds? So number two is going to be Kim. Was that a belch? I mean, or did my body just reject that drink? Number three is, got to get some Snoop in there. Yo, yo, what's the drizzle? What's a jizzle? Oh, man, what a relief. The burning and itching finally stopped.
Wow.
I finally achieved a slow clap. Can I say that my day is full now? Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that, Julia.
You did it.
Yes. Number four. Let's go with the matriarch. Girls, a body should really not make that sound. While making a sex tape that got accidentally leaked and somehow launched a multi-billion-dollar family empire.
It happens sometimes.
Sure. Get your butt in the air a little higher. Okay?
Ooh, wow.
That's a good mother-daughter five, talk.
Yo, man, Dr. Dre, listen to that hang time. Number five, give me another hit off that blunt, man. Thank you. Thank you. I am overeducated and overpaid, so I don't know that I can achieve the results we're looking for.
Okay.
Maybe we should just get started.
I think that is okay.
Can we declare it over? Is that,
that's it.
And
yeah. Just,
yeah. And, guys. And close.
See. I'm going to go ahead and do see. This. And
once again.
Yeah.
Okay. Round one. Oh, well, let's just get started. Okay. Coming in, our first pour is from Sprinter, and it is their lime vodka soda. 4.5% ABV.
The fact it's called Sprinter, isn't that the name of a delivery van? I mean,
it's called Sprinter because it'll give you the runs.
Oh, you're going to be sprintering to the Porta John?
So we are tasting all of these on the fly. We have not had these beverages in advance to come up with progressive and loquacious.
If we asked people
notes.
To try them in advance, no one would have shown up
so,
today.
I mean, the smell. The aroma isn't bad. It's like kind of like Sprite, right?
This is a lime soda to me. I mean, it's
I pick up, definitely some citrus, in the aroma itself, but that's
cleaning
about,
product lime is what I'm getting. Yeah. Pine Sol.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't it is a little West Coasty, isn't it?
I don't like the way it dries my mouth out.
This was supposed to have what in it? Gin?
No, this is vodka.
This is vodka.
All right. So this is all going to be flavored up.
For 4.5%, how much?
I'm getting some saltiness.
So this is a malt beverage. Then
it's a little salty to me
at the end.
Yeah, at the end, it's kind of like I get this Rose's lime juice, like the corn syrup, and it's been on the shelf in the grocery store for a couple of years, and a little bit salty.
I would say if you had handed me a Perrier with a lime wedge in it, not terribly different than this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, are you feeling any? No. I mean, and at 4.5%, would you even expect to feel?
I would say,
anything?
Other than the hint of lime off this, there's really nothing there. You know,
this is something I would put in a drink, like to make a drink,
like a roofie.
Yeah, Actually, Sparky, are you starting to feel drowsy?
I mean, I don't like where you're putting your hands right now, but I might not in a little while.
You will.
I think that is a common phrase in the Kardashian household. Yeah. I don't like where your hands are going right now, but keep doing that.
Yes.
You know, so. Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I just looked at a clip where, you know, Kylie is getting, you know, herself shaved by Scott in a bathtub because she didn't want to go, you know, have somebody else, you know, trim her up. All I have to say is, you know, you don't want to watch that video.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's innocuous, Pine Sol, and a little bit salty on the tail. I
would say this would go to somebody that says, you know what? I don't know what I really want. Just give me anything that doesn't have any flavor. Boom. There you go.
And
I'm giving
we're
you
done.
This. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's okay. Funny because I thought Mike said,
I like this. I did not say that. Just kind of, you know, I'm going to put like a royalty, you know, that it's actually just a fine directly to Dave every time he replays that clip.
Actually, he's going to give it to your wife. And, yeah. You know, that's
$100 fine. Yeah, every time Dave hits that. I like this.
Yes. I'm so angry.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Much better.
So.
Yo. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not pointing. That is a one.
You know? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's better than truly.
Honestly, though, I will say
it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's nothing there.
I think this because
you're gonna say
because
right.
if you start with the other one,
I agree.
Okay,
there's nowhere to go.
It's not bad. It's just not good.
Yeah,
correct.
So yes. we're gonna go with a two.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And our qualification on this is that. Flavor wise, it's not bad. It's
not
just
offensive.
You're not. Yes. Yeah, it's not offensive, but you're not gonna get a buzz.
You're gonna
off
have
of
to
it.
No.
Like
you know that's
400
it.
400 of these.
I don't know how many calories are in this, but like,
there's 100 calories per can. I think.
I want to get ripped. If I'm doing a canned vodka drink, I want to make sure that it takes me where I want to go.
Yeah. What is that? Like a half a teaspoon of vodka to achieve
4%? Yeah, but like if you're like a 105-pound anorexic, you know.
Oh, that's chicken, true. I have been fasting for the last 3 days.
All right. We'll be back after a brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. How's it going? Today we are doing a summer of questionable decisions, and we are going Compton versus Calabasas. We are taking some gin and juice from Snoop and Dr. Dre, and it's going toe-to-toe with Sprinter from the Kardashians. Mm. Yep. So gin versus vodka-based fruity.
Actually, it's
fruity
from a Jenner.
So bad.
Wow. Okay. So before the break, we started with a Sprinter lime. Now we are going to go to the gin and juice citrus.
Not as much on the nose as...
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
This one is almost completely absent of any aroma.
Now, this one is 5.9% ABV versus the 4.5% of the Sprinter.
Thanks,
huge
Snoop.
Difference.
Thanks, Snoop.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So the first thing that I like in a gin drink is gin.
Damn, yeah.
This is just completely devoid of, you know, any presentation of anything remotely close to any gin, be it, you know, juniper forward or herbal forward or, you know,
and even if it was
Old Tom or anything, it's just, yeah, I would have never guessed this is even remotely close to being a gin in anything.
And even if it was like say a citrus forward gin, it's lost in whatever the citrus flavoring.
The sugar is just obliterating anything that, you know, would have been there to begin with.
What's the calories on these? Just this one.
Let's see. 300 and no.
You could have told me this is a hard seltzer with a little bit of citrus on it, and I would have gone, okay.
I don't see calories listed on the can.
No, that's cool.
They're too gangster to talk about calories.
There is a much more pronounced bitterness in this. It almost, like, it's not in there, but, like, my brain wants to put quinine in there. Like, where is it?
Right.
But there's definitely more of a bitterness to this that was not in the other one.
Yeah, this one, it says it's got gin with real juice, citrus, rose, and natural flavors.
Rose?
That's sort of...
Well, rose water is a thing, but it's more about inducing aroma than it is any flavor component.
I'm not getting aroma.
Yeah, I'm not getting any aroma.
Not getting much of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Again, I would hand this to somebody that simply says, you know what? I don't know what I want. I just, just get me something.
Just take this over in the corner and show it.
You know, for somebody that doesn't know what they like, I would totally hand this to them. And I'm going, there's nothing there. So I can't piss you off.
It's kind of like a disappointing gin and tonic.
Oh,
like, minus the tonic.
Yeah. If somebody handed this to me and said, oh, here's your gin and tonic, sir, I'd go, what?
I might have to hand this back to you.
You
want to
put some gin and tonic in the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
I mean, to Sparky's point, there might be some tonic in there. There's just no gin.
It's definitely not bitter enough. And,
there's a little bit of bitter, but
completely, you know, gone.
Yeah, there's no.
I think that's the part that's bothering me more is the
lack of botanicals.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's very flat to me, at least with the, I mean, and you know, here's the thing is our expectations high because all of us at this table enjoy gin and a good gin.
A lot.
Right?
And, I drink a lot of gin.
And you're expecting to get some kind of botanicalness in there.
I think that is following the celebrity endorsement, which it is hollow and shallow, and really there's nothing there. So it's aligning well with the branding.
It. Yeah.
Syrupy garbage. Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm going to use the same criteria as we did last time.
I don't want to set the floor too early because it
is not offensive, but there's nothing there.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So we're going to rate it a 2.
Do better, guys. Mm. Come on.
All right.
Okay. Next is going to be the Sprinter Peach.
Well, this has aroma.
I remember I was at a tasting once and one of my country sales reps said, like, well, that's got a lot of flavor to it.
No.
So the peach is peach candy smelling. Yes, it's there.
It tastes good right up until the end, and then it doesn't.
It reminds me somebody handed me an icy that was peach flavored. You know, it's so sweet and artificial.
Strangely, I like this more than the lime one.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
no, I do too. The only issue that I have is at the end, it's like the carbonation is like chalky at the end or something. Does that make sense?
It definitely tastes like candy. Like this is
Up front, yes.
We have used science to create.
Can I get my money back on this?
No, sorry.
Oh my god. It is just so fake. It is just so
it seems sweeter too. Like that's the other thing too.
Than the citrus
than
one.
Than the citrus for sure.
Or the lime. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lime. Yeah.
This is so artificial.
This is like when if you had a peach knee high and you poured it in ice and then you drank all of the knee high and then the
ice water
melted.
There's no booze.
Oh no.
This doesn't even remotely taste like alcohol. Which maybe that's the point, right? We're getting the candy sweetness and
I mean okay.
Dave
so
roofied
like,
me a second time.
Oh, and at the top of each can, obviously no added sugar. And it's 100 calories, gluten-free.
So that means aspartame, I guess, if there's no added sugar.
No.
Well, to me, you know, aspartame leaves like that very that chalky, weird, you know,
you can't get it off your tongue.
And, yeah, like, please, you know, scrape my tongue with
I don't get a lot of that flavor, but I get kind of that sensation, though. Like, it kind of dries my mouth
like
out.
Like you want to spit out.
Yeah. Like my head's starting to hurt or anything.
So I'm going to try to be using some very famous Kardashian phrases today, and this one reminds me. I don't want to be walking around like some peasant. I'm royalty. That's what Scott Disick said when they were in England. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah, definitely peasant water.
And what does he do?
Yeah, that's exactly the question you should ask the entire time. What do you do?
And what is correct, it you would yes. say that you do?
I think you said it right.
This Sparky. Is so bad. Doo-doo. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I felt like we it was going to be better, but then it went
dipped.
The other way.
It dipped. Yeah. Okay. We are rating this a one.
Nothing peachy.
If you were aiming for the bottom, you hit it, man.
Okay. Now let's go to the gin and juice apricot.
I'm sorry. Did you say gin and juice?
That's why we invited you to be on your
show. Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks. I mean, last month was
gin and juice.
You know.
Okay. Yes.
Sipping on gin and juice.
5.9% ABV. Now, this one is gin with real juice, apricot honey.
Apricot honey?
No.
Apricot comma honey.
It's got okay. apricot honey.
Comma bergamot and natural flavors.
I get
bergamot?
I get something sweet.
On the nose, you can actually smell this one. This one actually...
And this smells pleasant.
Yeah.
This smells like a cocktail.
This smells... This has a very faint apricot.
I like this. I would like
almost like a coconutty kind of thing. Or
I'm telling you, dude, if you use this as a mixer and actually put some alcohol in it, you might have some.
This is ambrosia all the way. There's like 20 different artificial fruits.
Now, but see, for me though, the last one tasted like fake peach. This actually has like you can taste
the apricot. Like
because it's not just super sweet.
There is definitely a citrus fruit in this, you know, that is not unpleasant.
No, which is the bergamot. I mean, and bergamot and gin is always nice. And
yeah.
Pleasant, you know what I mean?
It's weird, though, because there's definitely, similarly to the last one we had, there's certainly a pronounced bitterness towards the end. So mm-hmm. that seems to be
a theme.
A theme with this particular thing.
It's harder to swallow than regular water, but in a good way.
No.
I'm almost getting... I'm not really picking up on the bergamot, but there's something really like... tropical and weird about it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying is it, you know, it has that ambrosia, you know, salad kind of thing creamy. Going on where you have some cherry and peach and apple and pineapple and
trying to pull it off.
Some non-distinguishable
fruit cup, you know, experience. Yeah.
Non-distinguishable fruit cup experience was a band that I was in high school.
Cool.
Actually.
Did you guys get all the good bookings?
Always.
They were Chick one of those.
Swooned.
They were one of those bands that wore their underwear outside their pants.
Yeah.
Non-distinguishable fruit cup experience.
I think that's the name of this episode.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be take a number, please. You know, because
Kardashians.
The Kardashians. You know, the number of spouses they have is. You know, definitely driven by nothing more than a take a number system that's in the corner, you know.
Yeah.
Now serving spouse number 8. Kylie, you're up.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I kind of tolerate this one. I don't know why. And maybe it is that sort of like muted ambrosia-y-ness of it. But
of the four that we have tried, this is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still am not getting a massive gin blast out of it.
No, but this
I almost feel like at this point, asking for gin presence is
we
off
know
the
it's
table.
Not going to happen. Like, right.
Set that
aside. I think what's from a marketing standpoint, the Kylie Jenner thing, absolutely, this should be a tall and skinny, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
But Snoop's thing, I'm really disappointed this isn't in like a 24 or 32 ounce
malt
like,
liquor can.
Yeah, like yeah. It needs to be in a
big can.
Needs
to be a tall boy all the way.
It's got to be. And you got to bump up the booze. I mean, this is...
I guess like...
Which they have from 4.5 Sprinter to 5.9.
No, this has got to be 9+. This has got to...
Like
gotta
malt
get,
liquor, dude. Yeah.
You got to get... I mean, the first thing I would do is if this came in a bigger thing... is I would squeeze a lime in it and then pour more gin into it.
For real. Let me ask you this though. Like, so for the Sprinter, it's pretty clear like who this is marketed.
That's what
to,
I'm
right?
saying.
Right.
But like who are
the
Dre,
gin and juice? Who's
the target audience?
I mean, it might be the same people.
It aligns very well with the target audience they have for their shows respectively, which is, you know, people that are just in the absence of actually having three brain cells to rub together to know the difference between just like pure crap and, you know, something entertaining. So, yeah,
these are both aimed at the same target audience that is going for this particular product. It's just kind of funny to me because I feel like the Jenner piece like lines up a lot better.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if I were probably in managing a brand, If I had Colt 45, I'd be grabbing Snoop all day long and
sure.
going, man, this is aligning with your audience.
But gin and juice does too, but in a much larger container with more booze. Like
But like Snoop has done Corona ads.
I just don't see the alignment that with, you know, his particular audience.
Brand.
I get that because like, you know, beach, pot, party music, a lot of things, you know. I can see the Corona like this. I guess younger generation. Maybe,
now, if they had Martha Stewart on the beach with a Corona, you know, with
I saw her bikini
with
pics,
Snoop, you know, then that's recently. A different thing. So,
but I'm wondering if maybe that's what they're like. What you briefly touched on is Snoop and Dre have been around forever. Okay, remember the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Right. But maybe they're trying to attract another younger crowd. And what's going to be a younger crowd, but something more like this, right?
That's exactly right. Because younger audiences, they don't
remember that. They don't know the history.
They don't want beer. They don't want malt liquor. They want the light.
And I think also you get to a point where you're so big, you can basically slap your name on pretty much anything.
I'm just thinking of some kid in Compton that's drinking this drink and people going, dude, man, seriously, that is the nastiest stuff. You know, I mean, that drink would never be consumed in Compton.
But
you would get murdered.
You would. That would just be like flashing and going, shoot me here. You know?
I know.
Well, let's rate this up.
Okay.
I'm going the other way.
Oh. Interesting. So the flavor machine has definitely been imposed on Dave here.
Yeah. Okay. Dave's kicking this up to a 3. The apricot's a 3 from gin and juice.
Wow. I didn't think my one vote would carry, but okay.
All right.
Now who's in charge? Mike?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some story time.
I'm going to stick some venomous spiders on you, Dave. That's what I'm about to do.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, summertime is upon us, and so are the bugs that have come out of the woodwork. And in this case, it's about venomous flying spiders. So the venom from the Yarrow spider doesn't pose a danger to humans or pets. That's what they always say. Like for the people that just sit around all day and go, no, really, it's not going to hurt you. I know they're big and nasty and yeah, sure. No problem. Reports of venomous flying spiders poised to invade the United States may seem scary to some, but multiple spider experts told Fox News Digital, there's a great outlet this week that while there's cause for concern, there is no threat to humans or pets. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know?
Fox News said so.
Fox News said so, yeah. The Yarrow spider, an invasive species. There you have. That's all you need right there, people, is it's declared an invasive species
like
originally from Asia.
Yeah.
Was first officially sighted in the United States about 10 years ago by Dr. David Nelson, a professor of biology and allied health department of the Southern Adventist University of Tennessee, said in a phone interview. No, wait a second. We are in this guy's backyard, and I don't know where the Southern Adventist University in Tennessee is. That is like, is that just south of Hohenwald where, you know, if you have at least 3 of your natural teeth, cool, you're in, man.
You're in, yeah, you're in public office.
I mean, you're qualified. Yeah,
exactly. That's right, you know, outside Bird.
Yeah, town. I mean, yeah. You know, you can like wear real shoes. We're going to call you Dr. David. So anyway.
Look at Mr. Highfalutin wearing his loafers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where you write your doctoral thesis and go to just drop dead and eat at Sonic every weekend. So there you go.
Wow.
There's more of a nuisance than anything Nielsen said. They're going to decorate your house with webs. Cool. Awesome. So
great.
You know, could we bring them in for the holidays? That tend to aggregate together in large communities, and that can actually bother people as opposed to non-bothersome spiders. Anyway, they're large size and their leg can grow up to 4 inches. Okay.
Dang,
yeah,
kill it with fire.
So
just burn the house down.
I'm thinking, if you have a mullet, would that be the appropriate hairstyle to be able to thwart?
Would the spiders grow in your mullet?
That is correct. But as far as venom is concerned, they're not really hearing reports from China or Korea about the envenomous and risks.
Oh, because really we know China is a great source of reporting when things,
so,
you know.
So, team me really wreck a spider. So
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ,
you know?
We just got banned again.
I just, I love a spider. So, he fry from this into the room to over here to this end of the room. So
we just got canceled.
I like venomous spider. He's literally so good.
I'm literally watching us get canceled over and over.
You know, we only have like 18 people that listen to us in China anyway. So there definitely are big.
Oh, no, China's no listening, duh. Buddy.
So they catch all kinds of things in your yard, like small children, probably your cousin.
Oh, nice.
Like flies and wasps and bees and butterflies. Oh, my gosh. They're actually going after butterflies. We got to kill these things. So, yeah. So,
you know what's weird?
Yarl spiders.
Butterflies don't taste like butter. Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you how I found that out, but okay. It was.
I only have 30 seconds here, so wow. I'm going to get to the, but they don't pose a danger to humans, so they're incredibly docile, says another Dr. David, a different Dr. David Coyle, who's the assistant professor of Clemson University in South Carolina. I wonder if he and other Dr. David get together. What kind of, they probably drink these drinks anyway.
Play with spiders together.
So, anyway, we'll
be back.
We'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. So today we're doing a little head-to-head summer of questionable decisions. We are pitting Kylie Jenner and the Kardashians.
Oh my God! Look out for the spiders.
Yes. Yeah, so we're doing Sprinter Premium Vodka and fruit flavored beverages.
Oh, you're deaf. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Against gin and juice from Snoop and Dr. Dre.
Mm.
No,
which
sounds good.
Snoop
there.
Is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Good for him, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And right before the break, good old boy Mike was talking about some special spiders.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot more to the story. I'm going to let you guys just make up the rest because I think that would be more entertaining.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. So, okay. So in the 50s or whenever they brought kudzu over from Asia, invasive species. Now it kills trees. Then they brought the carp, the Japanese carp over. invasive species. They jump out of the water and hit people in the face.
That's with right. Boats. They interrupt while I'm trying to do bass fishing.
Now these spiders are here, and oh, that's not a big deal. Their venom is not bad. But
this is about population control in the state of Alabama. That's what this is about, Dave.
Okay. I get it, man. I get it.
Don't forget the lantern flies.
If we get them big spiders to come over here and actually bite some of the people in Alabama and kill off like about 14% of them, this is what I'm talking about. Good population control.
I thought the population control was based on the very loosely worded
inbreeding laws. I thought that it was actually based on drinking these beverages, because this will actually kill people faster than the spider. So
reminds me of, yeah, this is, you know, one thing that I have to say is I hate that my job and my family is spider killer. Like, There's multiple degrees. There's strapping young lads and lasses. Is there like a
YouTube video to train other young men to achieve, you know,
the skills? I never asked for that job.
So even if Sam sees one, is it, Dad, come kill the
spider?
Yes.
Yeah. Dad, there's a bug.
Don't you throw the smallest child, you know, right towards it to go, get that. You know,
and oh, just, man, that's
like a dwarf tossing, you know, like,
you know what you get?
Put your hands out.
Get one of those bug guns, you know, that shoots
salt. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one of those.
You know what happens when you attack a bug with one of those things? You assault it.
They taste great.
Oh,
you really?
No, like, well, I mean, this it is really why enhances you have the guns. Flavor. I mean, it's nothing like having a .30-06 to blow the crap out of one of these 4-inch critters. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that trim needed to be replaced anyway. So
I can see certain people in my family using an AR-15 to try to get rid of a spider.
Yes, of course. Do you put it on automatic or semi, you know, for that? You know, because, I mean, usually spiders you can get within 2 or 3 good bullets.
I need to go get the bump stock. You
know, that's right. There's, I just never wanted that job. I don't want to be the bug killer. I'll do it. And then they're like, oh, don't take it outside. It's like, I'm sorry. If you contract me to do this job, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a burial at sea.
I think my favorite part of this story is thinking about good small talk with Dr. David. It's like, how do you go up and introduce yourself? You know, in a casual, it's like, hey, I'm Dr. David. I actually do research on large venomous spiders. I mean, it's like, where do you go from there? You know, it's like, so what's your favorite color, man?
Do you,
How's the queso?
No, the next thing, I do research on venomous spiders. Here's one right here.
Yeah. I got some pictures and video of them biting me here on my phone. Let me show them to you.
I don't know how it happened, but like on my like Instagram reels and like my YouTube thing, it's all these guys who collect poisonous snakes. And they're like, I just got this super deadly Bushmaster, thing. And watch me.
Are you saying they're like whole social media groups of people that, you know, engage in dangerous activities?
This is my
drinking these beverages.
This is my new King Cobra Spiffy, you know. And Spiffy's in a bad mood. Oh, no, he just took off half my face.
Yeah, Now, Mike.
No, Spiffy.
Does that come with a free T-shirt? Yeah.
Now, Mike, you were talking about population control. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. You know, right there. There's a flip side of Darwinian theory.
Yeah.
You know, so this is what this is.
Do you want a gerbil?
Yeah.
Or something that will kill you in 5 minutes?
We can combine the gerbils and the spider, where we could do population control in advanced property. Populations in Alabama, because you know they're probably
that's how the whole thing really started in Florida, I think, with the pythons and all that. Is like when the floods happened from Katrina or wherever.
Oh yeah, they all got out of their homes.
They all got washed out.
Yeah,
and now you know guys are stopping in the middle of the highway in Florida.
It's the same idiots that brought the pythons.
12-foot python.
Yeah, look at me, I'll take a good selfie. Hey, watch me put my whole hand in this.
How come this is like all this stuff is like mainly happening in the South?
It's the great weather.
Never mind.
I think it's because these beverages are popular in the South part of the U.S. That's the reason why. Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
It's probably not wrong.
You never get anybody from Wyoming drinking these beverages. You know, that's the reason why. Yeah,
because they just drink raw milk and start the bird flu pandemic.
Look, if you want stuff like California to happen here in Wyoming, drink these beverages.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of which, let's get back to...
I think people in Wyoming drink their own urine.
Hey, now. Hey,
not because they have to.
Hey. Is that a
Canadian ritual I don't know about?
Oh, boy. You know, the last time, Dave, that you did that, you're in trouble.
Mm. Oh.
I'm not going to say what I would rate that.
Okay. Let's get back to this stuff.
Back to business, guys.
So next up is the Sprinter Grapefruit. Again, 4.5% ABV.
Smells pleasant.
Mm-hmm. 100 calories, gluten-free, all the pretty things.
I think this describes the Kardashians, too. They smell good, but once you taste them, it's like, not so great.
It does, you know, it has a perfume quality, you know, about it. A very floral thing that's going on.
Yeah,
not grapefruit.
Actually, this is not... This is maybe my favorite one of the Sprinters.
So of far. The Sprinters, absolutely. No question.
The aroma reminds me of jasmine, if I had to probably pick a...
Interesting. You
know, ooh, yeah. Pinky up.
He was I've walked by a jasmine tree and then somebody handed me a Sprite and said, isn't this all working well? And I go, no, not really.
It's weird. You know, we've had like 7 of these things or something and I feel less drunk.
It's true.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's okay.
But I've lost 7 pounds.
I'm feeling the need to go kill
some
spiders.
It's okay. It's innocuous, right?
I'm feeling, though, that these are just all very drying. Is that like takeaway that people are getting?
Parched. Yeah, it's definitely drying, but that's for a reason.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Right? So, okay. So that's doing well.
You just keep pounding them.
Yeah. Keep pounding them.
Yeah.
And eventually, after 20?
Yeah. I'm so thirsty. I need to drink 3 more of these things. Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
But this is definitely I'd say the most, it's innocuous. There is no booze.
No.
A lot of grapefruit.
Sparky, if you were invited to like a pool party and all they had
was this,
were Sprinters.
I know exactly what I'd be doing.
What? Turn around and leave?
I'd go, wow, it's so considerate that you know, serving this. And I'd walk over in the corner and pour out like 3/4 of the can. And I'd go, oh, I'm all out of this one. Sorry.
That would go down one of two ways. One, I would either shotgun like 3 of them to get to the buzz level start that I need to get to. Yeah. Or I would go hunting around for some more booze to add to it.
So. Yeah.
Well, I know where I'm at for the grapefruit Sprinter.
I'm not going to go.
We're going to go 2.
Yeah.
We're going to go 2. Okay. Now, its pseudo counterpart, if you will, is going to be the gin and juice melon next.
Mm.
And this one is watermelon, hibiscus, and natural flavors with gin.
Hmm. Again, a very floral nose off of this.
Yeah, definitely floral on the nose. That's more
so. I can buy hibiscus, you know. Maybe gardenia.
You know, it frightens me that you...
I know
this many flowers.
It's like, who's that weird guy who keeps hanging out at the florist, you know?
Well.
Hey.
Who's that guy that keeps eating all our gardenias?
I knew that was coming.
Pardon me, ladies.
Mike's mind in if the I, garden again. Yeah,
damn it.
You mind if I sniff your tulips?
So this is it. Okay. In my mind, I didn't realize that it was melon.
For them
I thought it was watermelon.
Right. I was thinking melon is in
watermelon.
Cantaloupe melon.
That makes more sense. You know?
Yeah.
The watermelon.
So definitely more herbal on the
you
nose
know what?
Or floral.
That's a stereotype. So
this is this almost tastes like a cornucopia of cantaloupe more than anything.
Yeah.
It has a lot more aroma that is closer to honeydew and straight up cantaloupe and everything.
This has a nice botanical quality that would almost remind you of gin.
There you go.
This is the ginniest of the
interesting.
Bunch.
Interesting.
True.
Yeah,
I would say
I think so.
Probably closer to very herbal forward, mm-hmm. you know, gins.
Maybe like a Jennifer or something.
The
but not as
And I was, frankly, I was a little bit concerned because usually watermelon flavored things like just gross me out because it's usually so artificial.
It almost
or terrible.
Always ends up either tasting like watermelon candy or cucumber. Like it's like usually one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm almost picking up a little bit of cucumber from this.
That is,
and that's what this is. Thing, yeah. This is like into the vegetal side of watermelon as opposed to the
it's
sweet
definitely
side.
Definitely going down that Hendrix.
This would be great if you poured like some Hendrix.
If you poured some Hendrix and put some real cucumber in this,
we could get by.
You could just pour that out and pour the Hendrix and the cucumber in, and
just drink the Hendrix. Yeah, right. Just drink Hendrix.
Yeah, this.
You're welcome, Hendrix. That was a free plug for your delightful product.
Oh, and speaking of which,
hey, wait a second! It just so happens
we have show and tell time. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So we happen to have a little bit of Hendrix, and adding that in. Sparky,
oh, that's
what do
alcohol.
You think?
That's what alcohol tastes like. I forgot.
Okay,
I forgot. No, I put a little splash in there. Oh, sorry. That's much more tolerable. If it was a little bit colder, no doubt, no doubt.
We're going to fix this.
This reminds me, love Hendrix.
Totally.
I was at a Michelin starred restaurant in Vegas one time, shortly after Hendrix came out, and the bartenders didn't really know what it was. And I told them like, no, you need to add a cucumber. They looked at me like I was from Mars, but I've always loved that. It's solid.
Hendrix is a great, affordable,
go-to workhorse.
I would say that the thing I like about, so we're all tasting the Hendrix, dropped in this. And the thing I like about this is there are a group of people that they just do not like the flavor of tonic. Quinine, too bitter. Okay. And
those are people that get malaria.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's Darwinism. So.
But I think this is a very interesting, side mixer for people that they're looking for something other than a club soda. To probably have, with Hendrix. I like this because it actually, they don't fight with each other. They're actually complimenting each other.
Yeah.
It actually works,
it does
quite well. And even probably at the dilution was 50-50 in the way we were probably tasting it here on the fly. It actually works.
It does. It does.
So, this is like,
I love the fixed version for sure. But the one, out of the can, I'm kind of right there. This is probably the least offensive product we've had so far.
So the gin and juice melon, we're going to rate it a 3.
But
however,
if you throw in,
because of the...
But if you add the Hendrix,
then it's a 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last up, we have Sprinter Black Cherry. An interesting...
That's kind of racist.
It's got
it has color.
Tint of color to
There's
it.
There's color in these. So people will go, it looks like you have something interesting there.
It is slightly
tinged in color.
Does this look good in my hand, Kylie? Because, Kim holds this on their
There's
butt
a slight pinky purpliness to it.
Oh, I can see it with my magic.
Yeah. Okay.
I can see it with my
with
magic
your magic glasses.
Glasses
yeah. yeah. Hmm. And the you aroma have to pee or you go with your diaper. Kind of artificial black cherry. And this is not what I was hoping for. Oh boy.
Oh, okay. So you guys, just only heard the sound effect of Sparky almost hurling, his sample all the way across the table here. So
okay. I had a moment.
Maybe we should have like a safety shield, So, but
a spittoon.
Like a salad bar.
Okay.
Kind of
okay. Let me just say something. Cherry is my favorite flavor on
Not
the
today.
Planet.
Not this.
Favorite. I have had so many different iterations of that flavor in my life. This is like if AI generated the black cherry really poorly.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely.
This is, there's nothing to say about this. This is just,
this is a bad idea.
We're going to rate this a 1.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is just a 1.
Please.
Zero.
Kylie. Gosh. Kylie, do better.
Yeah. Okay. So,
before we get to the, I love the clip that we pulled off in this, a clip with the Kardashians. And you have, Dave's pulled this off to play it. So This is such a great moment. And the reason why the Black Cherry Sprinter probably exists is because of this moment where they're driving around in the car.
Oh, you're deaf. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Love you.
So they're driving around asking people for directions, and they pulled up to this person that was deaf. She was
wanted some Cuban coffee.
She was
coffee.
Still talking to her like she can hear her go, "Oh, you're deaf. That's the reason why I can't get directions to a coffee shop."
Oh, God. Okay.
Love you.
Real quick.
Okay. That was great. Now, last but not least, we're going to do the gin and juice passion fruit. And
lemon lime. I'm going to give it a
real
a
juice,
solid two.
Passion fruit, pineapple, ginger, and other flavors.
I definitely get the ginger out of it.
Ginger's nice. Like, this might be another one you could use as a mixer.
I liked Marianne better.
And I can taste the pineapple in it, too. For more sure. so than the passion fruit.
Much more tropical.
Yeah.
And the ginger's got a nice little spice to it.
But as the tonic to a gin and tonic, again, this might be nice.
I would say take these to a wedding that you don't like the people getting married.
Okay.
I wish,
And we'll, we're going to rate this a two. Yeah. Okay. Well... Yeah, this is an summer questionable decisions as it is.
I don't think a lot of these products have been out that long either. I really wonder what the half-life is going to be on these. You know, do you think they'll last in the marketplace more than 6 months?
You know, no. I mean, not with the names. I mean, you need something bold and gigantic.
Not in their current configuration.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
There's too many. We have to say goodbye, don't we?
Yeah, we do have to say goodbye. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Good old boy, Mike.
I think that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
See ya.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here. Good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.